Hello everyone, I want to introduce my paper, Difference Between Treatment-Resistant Schizophrenia and Clozapine-Resistant Schizophrenia. I'm Dr. Liang. The core tip of our paper is that a diagnosis of clozapine-resistant schizophrenia is made after administering an adequate trio of clozapine and excluding pseudo resistance in patients who have been diagnosed with treatment-resistant schizophrenia. Distinguishing the differences between treatment-resistant schizophrenia and clozapine-resistant schizophrenia is an important point for studying addressing treatment strategy for patients with clozapine-resistant schizophrenia. The main text is that, to the editor, we read the impressive review article by Shabho Chakrabarty with great enthusiasm and appreciation. The author suggests that clinicians need newer treatment approaches that go beyond the evidence for patients with clozapine-resistant schizophrenia. The author believes that preventing clozapine resistance from developing may be the most effective treatment strategy for patients with clozapine-resistant schizophrenia, and optimizing clozapine treatment is a key component. Although this suggestion is new and insightful, we would like to discuss the differences between treatment-resistant schizophrenia and clozapine-resistant schizophrenia. The TRIB working group has suggested that clozapine-resistant schizophrenia is a subspecifier of treatment-resistant schizophrenia. A valid diagnosis of clozapine-resistant schizophrenia needs to be based on, first, administering an adequate trio of clozapine, second, excluding the possibility of non-adherence to clozapine, that is, means pseudo-resistance, and three, blood levels of clozapine is beyond 350 ng/mL. However, if obtaining blood samples is not feasible, a minimal dose of 500 mg/day is recommended by the TRIP working group. In the review article by Shabho Chakrabarty, the recommended adequate dose of clozapine is 200 to 500 mg per day, which may be low for patients with clozapine-resistant schizophrenia. Besides, when pulling available evidence for the management of clozapine-resistant schizophrenia, we need to include studies less specifically addressing patients with a valid diagnosis of clozapine-resistant schizophrenia. For example, the author cited a study who compared three interventions for patients with treatment-resistant schizophrenia, that is, clozapine, ECT, and combined clozapine and ECT. In this study, patients treated with clozapine achieved a 40% reduction of the positive and negative syndrome scale scores. It is clear that the study had included patients with treatment-resistant schizophrenia. Therefore, this study could not be considered a clozapine-resistant schizophrenia study.